Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Principles for Navigating Big Debt Crises. Ray Dalio, a renowned investor and founder of Bridgewater Associates, one of the world's largest hedge funds, delves deep into the analysis and understanding of financial crises through the lens of debt cycles. This meticulously researched book combines Dalio's personal framework with a comprehensive study of historical financial downturns, offering a distilled guide on how governments, policymakers, investors, and the general public can better understand and navigate the often devastating impact of these crises. By leveraging his experience and extensive research, Dalio presents a blend of empirical data, insightful analysis, and practical guidelines aimed at demystifying the complex. The book not only serves as a historical examination, but also as a practical handbook for foreseeing and mitigating the adverse effects of future financial downturns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the debt cycle. Ray Dalio begins by breaking down the debt cycle into its fundamental components, explaining how economies expand and contract based on the levels and types of debt within them. He distinguishes between the short-term debt cycle, which occurs approximately every 5 to 8 years and is often corrected through monetary policy adjustments, and the long-term debt cycle, which spans 50 to 75 years and typically ends with a deleveraging phase. Dalio emphasizes the importance of recognizing which part of the cycle an economy is in to anticipate potential crises. Key factors such as interest rates, inflation, and debt levels are scrutinized to understand how they interplay to influence the broader economic environment. This cornerstone topic lays the groundwork for comprehending the mechanics behind big debt crises, serving as a critical analytical tool for policymakers and investors alike. Secondly, the role of central banks. Central banks play a pivotal role in managing economic stability and are at the forefront of combating debt crises. Dalio examines the strategies and tools central banks use, including quantitative easing, interest rate adjustments, and capital injections to stimulate economic growth or contract the money supply in times of overheating. He delves into the concept of beautiful deleveraging, where a balance between inflation, debt reduction, and economic growth is achieved without leading to a deep recession. The effectiveness of central bank policies is dissected through historical examples, highlighting successes and failures. Dalio's analysis points to the delicate balance central banks must maintain to steer economies away from crisis while fostering sustainable growth. This section is crucial for understanding how monetary policy shapes the economic landscape and the outcomes of debt crises. Thirdly, historical case studies. Dalio enriches the book with detailed case studies of major debt crises over the past century, including the Great Depression, the 2008 financial crisis, and several others. Each case study provides insights into the causes, progression, and resolutions of these crises, applying the principles previously outlined. The analysis of these historical events offers lessons on warning signs, policy responses, and the long-term impacts on economies. Dalio's meticulous examination of each case reveals recurring patterns and unique factors, illustrating the complexity of debt crises and the multifaceted approach required to navigate them. This topic underscores the importance of learning from history to better predict and mitigate the effects of future financial downturns. Fourthly, debt restructuring and resolution mechanisms. An in-depth discussion on the processes of debt restructuring and resolution mechanisms forms a key part of Dalio's narrative. Exploring both sovereign and corporate debt crises, he details the negotiation processes, legal frameworks, and economic strategies involved in restructuring debt to prevent defaults. Dalio highlights the importance of orderly debt resolutions to minimize damage to the economy and restore stability. Strategies such as debt swaps, write-offs, and fiscal adjustments are analyzed for their efficacy and impact. This section is indispensable for understanding the practical steps nations and corporations can take to resolve overwhelming debt burdens and the critical role of international cooperation and institutions in facilitating these processes. Lastly, practical policy recommendations. In the concluding section, Dalio presents a series of practical policy recommendations for governments, financial institutions, and individuals to better prepare for, navigate through, and recover from big debt crises. He emphasizes the need for clear, transparent communication and the importance of building resilient economic structures that can withstand financial shocks. Dalio advocates for proactive policies that address the roots of financial instability, such as income inequality and underinvestment in productive assets. The role of innovation in fostering economic growth and the strategic importance of diversifying investments to mitigate risks are also discussed. This segment provides a roadmap for actionable steps that can be taken to avert the adverse effects of debt crises and promote sustainable economic health. In conclusion, Ray Dalio's Principles for Navigating Big Debt Crises is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the complex dynamics of financial crises and the vital role of debt in shaping economic outcomes. Its comprehensive analysis makes it particularly relevant for policymakers, investors, and business leaders seeking to develop strategies for mitigating the impacts of potential future crises. However, its clear, accessible language also makes it valuable for the general public, providing insightful knowledge that can empower individuals to make informed economic and investment decisions. The book's emphasis on learning from history to better prepare for the future renders it a timeless resource that can help safeguard economic stability and personal financial health. Through this work, Dalio not only contributes to the academic discussion on financial crises, but also offers practical guidance that can benefit societies globally. If you would like to support Ray Dalio, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.